Get ready for your exam 9. Exercise 2.
Last summer, our family excitedly set off on holiday. My parents had never booked such an expensive holiday before, and we had certainly never set foot on a Caribbean island. So it was with eager anticipation that we arrived at the airport with our 5 suitcases, only to be told that our Unity Airlines flight had been cancelled. We hung around the airport despondently until we were rerouted onto a Sky Eagle flight, but we still missed our connecting flight. So they put us onto another flight to JFK Airport, this time with Amiga Airlines, and we had to dash like mad through the airport to catch the plane with minutes to spare. From JFK, we boarded our final flight, and it was with some relief that we arrived in St. Martin Island, ready to forget the stresses and strains of actually getting there. However, one vital thing hadn't kept up with us: our luggage. The laid-back officials in St. Martin Airport didn't seem particularly worried about our missing bags. They phoned Amiga Airlines, who blamed Sky Eagle, because they said that the first flight was responsible for the luggage. Sky Eagle blamed Amiga, and they all blamed Unity Airlines for cancelling the original flight. Meanwhile, through all the accusations, we only had the clothes we stood up in. So Mum took us on a quick shopping trip and bought toothbrushes, swimming stuff, shorts, flip-flops, and a couple of T-shirts each. For 2 days, we waited in St. Martin until we joined our 5-day cruise. Dad went to the airport twice a day, but each time the baggage staff said nothing had arrived. So we had to go on the cruise without our luggage. My brother, sister and I weren't much bothered, but our parents were. Dad missed his diving equipment, and Mum was upset about not being able to wear her new summer wardrobe bought especially for our big holiday. The cruise was fantastic anyway, even though we had to keep washing our few clothes. When we got back to the airport to go home, there was a new set of baggage staff who didn't seem to know anything about anything. My dad was so frustrated by this time, he actually sneaked into the storage room and found 4 of our bags. If he hadn't done that, they might still be sitting there. He just dragged them out without telling anybody, and we went home. When we arrived back in the States, we found our last bag. It hadn't even left the airport. My poor mum and dad are still trying to get some compensation from the airlines.